This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com. Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Do we have my guest? Okay. So we're going to get the guest in just a second. It's 1911 University. Let's go ahead and play that. Because it's one of those platforms that is battle-proven, combat-proven, law enforcement-proven. It's been proven everywhere. And it only makes sense to have a university with a professor that is probably, if not the preeminent 1911 mechanic out there, one of the preeminent 1911 mechanics, and that would be Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom, who we're trying to get right now. Have we got him? Okay. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how are you?
All right. Isn't live radio the drama of live radio? It never fails, does it?
The drama of live. We're gonna really experience it at the SHOT Show in 2 weeks.
Yes, we are. Well, it'll actually be we'll be live when we're pre-recording it. We'll be live during that time, but they'll hear about it later. Anyway, so you've got an event coming up. You're going down to something. First of all, tell us what the ranch is.
So the ranch is a really nice world-class range down in Texas that they've been building for a couple of years now. And it's kind of out in the middle of nowhere by Eagle Lake, Texas. And a lot of guys do classes there. They host the Shooter Symposium every spring there in April. And the Shooter Symposium in itself is unbelievable. It's an opportunity to train with, you know, some of the biggest names in the industry for a weekend. And they invited me down this summer in July. We're going to go down there and I'm going to teach a 2-day 1911 armorers course.
Now, how will, in 2 days, how much can somebody actually pick up in 2 days?
Well, the way I'm setting the course up, I think it should be pretty comprehensive on three major things that I want to touch on. What I'm mostly going to touch on is a couple of reliability issues, namely the extractor ejector and the chamber of the barrel and the feed ramp area. And then I'm also going to touch on and teach how to do a correct trigger job. So the students that leave, there will be a plethora of information thrown at them that they can take notes about, as I'm prone to do when I get to rambling on about the thing I love so much, the 1911 pistol. But the core of the teaching will be, here are the basic things that will cause you problems: extractor, ejector, chamber, barrel throat, link setup on the legs. And here's how to make your trigger job easy and safe. And I think it's going to be a pretty exciting time. It'll be the first time that 1911 University has gone on the road. So, you know, got a few butterflies about that, but I think it'll be fun, and it'll be open to 20 students. That's it for 2 days. Part of the time there, we'll be doing some shooting on the range to evaluate each student's gun. And then, I think I'm not positive on this yet, but I'm pretty positive that Fisher's going to be there with me, helping do some diagnostics and helping the students on the line with their shooting, their grip and their stance and all that stuff. So should be pretty exciting.
Yeah, I imagine it would. So, now, when Steve is there, does he test the guns the students are working on and everything else? Is that one thing you're going to let him do, or?
No, he's just going to be there more or less to, you know, if he sees somebody on the line that is shooting and they need some help with their grip or whatnot, it'll be an opportunity for them to get a taste of what he does as well.
Yeah. Well, Steve's grip. Steve's grip is it changed my mindset.
Yes, it will do that.
Yeah, so I'm glad he's going to be there to do that. But anyway, now, what will when somebody comes through one of your courses, how much better are they going to be after studying under you for 2 days if they graduate?
I think they'll have a very good understanding of the principles taught in the class. And one of the things that we do when you leave one of our courses, whether it's going to be this new armorer's class or it's the full week class that we do here at the shop, is you leave with a notebook with the details of what you were taught. And you get that notebook when you get to the class. And so during the class, you're free to take any notes that you deem relevant to what you want to learn.
Right.
And we have students come through the class that they don't take a note. And then we have students come through the class that the back page of every one of the note pages is completely full. All 170 of them. And, you know, so it depends on what your level of desire to learn is and what you think is important. You know, you might hear me talk about guide rods and go, meh, whatever. Or you might want to draw exactly how we modify a guide rod so that you can do it on your own gun at home.
I can see where that would be a thing. That sneeze didn't come over the air, did it?
No.
Good.
You sneezed?
I did.
You should have. That's the drama of live radio.
Yeah, but sometimes there's too much drama. There can be too much drama. Plus, you know, when I'd have to sneeze into the microphone, and then I have to address that with my face every night. 12 different times each night I have to address it, plus one pre-record for the weekend. So, you know, that's a lot. Don't want to be sneezing on it if you can help it. So
no.
That's coming up. The ranch is where?
It's down in Eagle Lake, Texas. And they're going to be announcing the dates probably in the next week, I would imagine. They're going to announce the dates for the class. It's in the middle of July sometime. I can't remember the dates right off the top of my head at the moment.
And where would they go if they were interested in going, or is it already sold out?
No, we haven't. We just. I mean, this is like my first formal announcement right here.
Okay.
On Lock and Roll.
Oh, buddy. Okay. All right.
You're getting that early scoop, man.
I'm digging it. Yeah. I am digging it.
Yeah, so they'll be able to go. They'll be able to go to my website, chamberscustom.com, or they'll also be able to go to the ranch's website, which will have links to that on, you know. And I'm sure that in the coming weeks and months, you and I will discuss it more.
I'll have to get Tammy to come on the show.
Oh, that'd be great. Tammy's super. She's
awesome. Tammy is part of the group that runs the ranch, Tammy Blaschke.
She's going to be at Scott's show, by the way.
Well, then, you know, we'll all just be getting in trouble in the same place, won't we? Hang on for me, if you will. We'll be right back. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers, and this is Lock and Load.
quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. talking to Joe Chambers at his 1911 University. I got a question for you, and we talked about this a little bit today, and there's only so far Joe can go with this, but you actually, there's people that come to you that need special specifications, don't they?
Yes.
Now, sure. How hybrid can these things get? How special can we get with these things? I mean, I've handled the Night Fighter. Does it go beyond the Night Fighter, or is the Night Fighter the pinnacle of it, or where would we be in that, just on a scale?
Oh, that's pretty specialized. I mean, we've done some guns that, well, I've personally done some guns that, you know, were suppressor ready with special features on them. Oddball things that you wouldn't see on commercial guns, like
right.
thumb safeties that go up, but the safety doesn't actually work. It's used to lock the slide in place so that when you shoot a suppressed shot, the slide doesn't operate. Things of that nature.
Wow, that's an interesting little that. Would that be to reduce noise?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it makes the gun into a single shot. On purpose. Yeah, because a lot of the noise that you hear when you shoot a suppressed shot, especially with subsonic ammo, is the action of the pistol cycling. You know, you get a lot of blast out the muzzle, ejection port, rather, and then you have the slide going chink, chink, back and forward. So if you can get rid of that by locking the slide forward with a mechanical device, then the gun becomes really, really quiet. Now,
right.
You know, we're not talking about movie quiet, because movie quiet does exist in certain platforms. Like, I have a rifle that Brandon built for me, and when you come to visit, I'll let you shoot it. It is movie quiet. All you hear is the firing pin hitting the round.
Wow.
But in a handgun, in a semi-automatic handgun, movie quiet, unless it's a .22, specially designed .22, it doesn't exist.
Hmm. Hmm. That's interesting. I tell you what I'm trying to do, because it would work for a lot of these that I'm trying to find a 2011 type holster that would be a good tactical holster, but would also be a good other kind of holster and everything. And I was just wondering, with some of these specifications that some of these guys, this is where the thought process came. With some of these specifications these guys come with, I was, you know, when you look for something like that, that's not that easy to find. And I don't know if you've noticed it. Well, you know what? We're not even going to talk about that. We won't talk about Safariland. But Safariland, that would be the one I always thought was the go-to one. But I haven't found what I'm looking for yet. Any suggestions? 2011, 2019 holster types?
You know, a lot of guys, honestly, they're either custom ordering their holsters. There's some companies out there like I think it's called Redline Tactical, that's making some custom holsters for them. Of course, you know, John Hopman at Filster, he makes the Floodlight, which works really well if you're going to carry inside the waistband. But some people don't like that style, you know, that clamshell style of holster. I don't really care. To me, personally, I look at a gun like the Night Fighter, and I have, you know, we have a number of clients that own Night Fighters, and they will own regulators, and they will own fat WMGs that are, you know, the full-size guns that actually carry the gun with a light, with a full-size mag, the whole shebang, okay?
Right.
That's not where I'm at personally in my own carry situation. Even when I go out and about town, it doesn't work for me. But if you're going to, you need to have a proper retention rig. And if you're going to carry inside the waistband, quite honestly, the Floodlight system works really well. If you're going to carry outside the waistband, then your options are more limited, although that may be changing in the near future. but your options are more limited, especially if you want level two retention. That's where the hiccup comes, is there is a segment of the population out there that wants or needs level two retention. And when we say level two retention, we're talking, you know, a thumb button that you push down in the gun, like the ALS system or the SLS system, you know, a hood that goes over the red dot sight, these kinds of protections to keep somebody from pulling the gun out of your holster if you're in that situation.
Right.
And for the platform, for the 2011, 2019 wide body style platform, there is a void in the market currently at this moment for that. Most of the other holsters that I see made for these guns are not retention holsters. They're Kydex or they're leather. They fit really nice, but there is no, you know, somebody can yank the gun out of your holster. In other
right.
words, your retention is going to be your hand on your gun. So, you know, I think it depends on what a guy's looking for in regards to that. And certainly I am not a holster aficionado. Okay. Most of my holster gear is leather made by Carl, specifically made to carry single stacks. He is working on a holster for my Knight Fighter for me right now. But most of my stuff is single stack driven because that's what I carry 99% of the time.
Is he going to make one for your 38 Super that you just got built?
He actually already did. funny you mention that. Right before Christmas, he had posted up on the...
I'll tell you what, we got 45 seconds, so hold that because I want to hear about this. Now, is this the guy that's local to me that made that holster?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely want to hear about this. I definitely want to hear about this. Chambers Custom, this is where you can find the stuff that Joe does. This is why he is the professor at the 1911 University. There are very good 1911 examples out there, and then there is the peak. And Chambers Custom is the peak, at least in my opinion, they are the peak in that type of gun, in that niche. Check them out, chamberscustom.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is calling the impeachment ordeal very unfair. At an event at the White House on Thursday, the president celebrated his acquittal, calling it part of a witch hunt that began the day he started running for president. The president's also happy that Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, has been able to get things done in the Senate.
This guy is great, and I appreciate it, Mitch. And he's also given us 191 now. 191 federal judges, 2 Supreme Court judges, right?
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is thanking Iowans for his strong support in the presidential caucuses. In the latest batch of results from Iowa, Sanders leads in the final alignment votes. And another record day on Wall Street is at the closing bell. The Dow was up 89 points to finish at 29,380. The S&P improved 11. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, this is 1911 University, and this is Joe Chambers. And we're talking about holsters right now for these guns, and you know somebody really local to me that makes a very, very good holster, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
So tell me about this that you were going to tell me.
Okay, so it was literally the night before Christmas. And Carl had posted up on one of the forums that I'm on that he had some holsters for sale. Now, they were on a Christmas sale. And I was like, ooh, I'm going to go look and see. And so I went over there and looked, and lo and behold, he had one of the holster designs that I really like in a commander size for 1911 with in the face of it. It's called an Eclipse holster. The face of it is gray and black water buffalo. And so I sent him a message. I said, Carl, you saw the new gun that I had Brandon build me. He goes, yeah. I go, dude, that holster would look amazing with that gun. And he goes, all right, sure. So that's the holster that's coming for my new commander, my Super. And I'm pretty stoked about it, not gonna lie. Water Buffalo. Water Buffalo is just.
See, I've seen some of these really, really exotic pollsters out there, and they're really sort of wasted on me because I'm just not, I'm a connoisseur of the gun. And maybe this is a problem because I look at the holster as just a, basically a functioning thing. It's like going out and, for me, trying to find a really ornate holster, a really good looking holster, or like a heirloom holster. That's a little bit like trying to find a really ornate envelope to send my rent check out. If that makes any sense.
I don't know. I mean, nice leather is nice leather. I like nice leather.
Now, this gentleman, what's the name of the company that he runs that makes these holsters?
It's called Exodus Gun Leather. Yeah, you can find, his name is Carl Collins. His wife, Amy, helps him. And you can find Carl and Amy at ExodusGunLeather.com. And if you're in, I mean, and they don't make just holsters just for 1911s. They make holsters for pretty much any pistol that you want. And they make various designs and styles. They've made cross draw holsters, shoulder rigs. My buddy Scott, he carries a, during hunting season with me, during deer season, he carries a 38 Super in a, what's called a tanker style shoulder holster rig where it's across his chest. Carl,
I know those well. I love those.
Oh yeah. Carl makes those. Yes, sir. Yep. Now he'll probably cuss me out. If you call him and say, hey, Joe said you make an awesome tanker holster, because they're not easy to make. But on the flip side, he makes a really, really nice one. So, yeah, Carl and Amy, they do great work. They do exotic leathers, you know, and I will have the holster that he's building me for the 2011 style guns with the RDSM and the red dot on it is going to be kind of a show holster. So that I can carry my, I'll probably carry my regulator in it because the regulator is more of a show gun to me. I mean, it's a work gun. Don't get me wrong, but it's a show gun. And the one that he's doing for me does not have, a space on it for the light. It's just for the gun because I don't personally need to carry, in my opinion, for myself, I don't need to carry a gun with a light on it all the time. I carry a flashlight in my pocket when I'm going out and it's dark, and that's good enough.
I listen to Steve on that. I have mounted flashlights on guns before, and now I'm just sort of carrying a little small one around. Optics are one thing, flashlights are another. That's always gotten sort of bulky for me anyway, though.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I mean, I have an X300U on my night fighter next to my bed. I have flashlights on rifles. That works. But as far as a carry gun, you can get too much stuff. And I see, you know, the popular thing now to do on the grams and on Facebook is to do pocket dump pictures.
Yes.
And I see guys do pocket dumps, you know, and they've got a full-size gun with a light and a full mag and a red dot, and then they've got an extra flashlight, and they've got two pocket knives and a couple of zip ties and, you know, a bottle opener and their wallet and their keys and all this crap, and I'm like, wow. And then, you know, and they're carrying an IFAC on their ankle. That's a tourniquet for those of you who don't know.
Right.
They're carrying an IFAC on their ankle and an ankle rig, and they're carrying a first aid kit under their shirt on a belt. I'm like, gee, many Christmas. How much crap do you have and where are you going that you need all that? I mean, seriously, you want to keep an IFAC in your car? That's a smart thing, you know, and my friend Kerry Davis, who owns Archangel, you know, Dark Angel Tactical. He's made his living selling first aid kits and
right. He
sells some of the best ones out there. But do you need to carry one on your person when you're going, you know, to dinner with your wife? Probably not. I mean, I don't feel like I need to do that myself. So, I mean, I carry two pocket knives. One's a clip-on, made by Scallywag Tactical, which is awesome. And one is a case pocket knife in my other pocket that my wife gave me. They both have distinct uses. And I carry my pistol in a holster. Once in a great while, if I'm going to Lincoln or something, or Omaha, which is rare, I'll carry an extra mag in my pocket. And if it's nighttime, I carry a flashlight. That's it. I ain't carrying all that crap. It just doesn't seem.
I would like to
me at this point.
I'd like to see what kind of belt holds the pants up when you load that into it. Load all that stuff into it. I mean, I've got a Scallywag folder right here. You can just hear that popping open. I carry a Scallywag knife, but I mean, a lot of times, I might put the folder. I don't know which one this is.
Is it the Privateer is it the bigger one?
I think it may be it may be the Privateer.
It's
the nicest folding knife I've ever had, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The blade edge, is it curved or straight?
Straight.
Okay, that's the Spindrift folder, I think it's called. That's a really nice knife. That's a little smaller.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
That's big enough. It's big enough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's plenty big. I think it's a 2 7/8 inch blade.
Right.
The first.
Let me get you hold right there. We're heading into the break and everything else. And when we get back, we'll talk a little bit more about you know, this whole idea of this, I haven't even asked you about this because I intend to carry this gun you're building, so I want to ask you about this so I can get the right stuff in place. Talking to Joe Chambers, this is 1911 University. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Been talking about, we've been talking about a few things. This is 1911 University for some lucky people. Later on in 2020, I think. Is it July that you're going to be at the ranch? Joe? Have we got Joe?
For me?
Okay, we got Joe.
All right, yeah, July I'll be in the ranch.
And you once again, tell everybody what you're going to be doing at the ranch.
We're going to be teaching the 1911 University Armorers class, which is a two-day class for you to learn some specifics about your 1911 or your wide body style pistol in that platform that will help with accuracy and reliability and trigger work.
The trigger work would be worth the price of admission just for that.
Oh, I think so. I think so. Yeah. I mean,
so this will be a class where people can learn to massage a 1911 the way you do it in certain aspects, yeah?
Yes, in certain aspects, yep.
Yeah. Not.
Yeah. I think people are going to be surprised. One of the things that Eric and I were talking about today in the shop was that I'm going to bring my chamber reamers with me so that I can finish ream barrels for people should they want to.
Right.
Because we've found over the years that the majority of factory or even semi-custom 1911s, 2011s do not have their barrels finish reamed, and that can cause some serious reliability issues. So we're going to do that, which should be eye-opening.
Yeah. So you are building a gun right now that's going to be coming to me at some point. And this is going to be a gun that I intend to carry as a full-fledged self-defense piece. I'm also going to try to make provisions to include it in what I call the kit or the Antifa welcome wagon bag. And so that means I'm going to have to...
Are they even a thing anymore, by the way?
Yeah. Wait until either the 2020 election or if Ruth Bader Ginsburg inevitably gets replaced in the Supreme Court. Wait till one of those things happens.
All right. So you're going to put it in the Antifa bag?
Yeah, well, no, it'll be on me, but I mean, I'm going to have a different sort of setup that I can slam on from the Antifa bag, and it'll also have some other goodies like the Steve Fisher bags of legend. And so I'm trying to figure out where to go to find these things. And would you recommend holster, a leather holster or Kydex holster? Like for daily carry, leather's good as anything out there, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's some good options out there. You've got Mean Gene leather. You've got, you know, Carl over at Exodus. If you like leather, those are two good options. DeSantis, I believe, makes one that will carry the gun. Then, of course, you've got, you know, Kydex options. They abound. There's probably somebody local to you that makes Kydex holsters in their garage, to be honest with you. But Redline Tactical is one. I mean, there's just tons of options for Kydex. I think there's going to be some new options coming out very shortly, from what I understand. So that's good. Of course, you know, for the bags, for the Fisher bags, Tough Products. And if you don't, are you familiar with Nancy Stevens of Tough Products?
We're doing a collaboration. They're doing a collaboration. Yeah, we're doing one for a camera bag that I can carry a gun in. This will also go in that as well. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, Nancy, she'll be at the SHOT Show. She's one of my favorite people. She's wonderful. So, we're gonna be hanging out with Nancy over at the booth a little bit. So Tough Products, that's a great place to get bags for your kit. I mean, there's just so many good places out there now for people like us that, you know, they want to buy stuff commercially, and it's available.
Right. Well, I'm going to go to Exodus Leather. I do want to get one of their holsters, and because of the way you talk about them, and I'm going to have to find a Kydex holster of some sort. Although I'm also, what do you think about paddle holsters?
No.
No?
Do you want somebody to rip your holster off your body with your gun in it?
No, I don't.
Good way to. Yeah, that's a good way to have it happen.
Okay. So no paddle holsters.
It's funny because Eric and I were just talking about this yesterday. In fact, because I have a paddle holster. I have two paddle holsters made by Kramer Leather years ago. And they're good for a purpose, okay? You know, you're running to the store. You know, you got to run to the store to pick up pizza. Okay, throw your paddle holster on and roll. No big deal. For everyday, all-day carry, nah, I wouldn't recommend them. Simply because they are that holster that you throw on real quick to run up to the gas station.
Right.
You know, because you're not wearing a gun and you're sitting around the house shorts. Although I know some people that do. But as a general rule for daily carry, I can't recommend a paddle holster. No.
Well, I'm a, you know, I have had a couple before. I'm not necessarily a fan of them because they're very hard to conceal. They always seem to stand out a long way from your body.
They do, yeah. You're absolutely right. Unless you're, you know, if you're carrying something like a J-frame revolver or a Colt Detective Special or maybe a 2.5-inch Python, which is what one of mine is for, okay, they're fine for that. But if you're carrying a gun for serious social work, nah, no way. Get something that laces through the belt. It's
social
like carrying
work.
A dull pocket knife. Just don't do it.
Just don't carry a dull pocket knife. I guess then that what about drop legs? What do you think about drop legs?
No.
No?
No.
Now they're really strapped to you. I mean, they're strapped to you on the belt and two places on your leg, and I mean.
Oh yeah, they are, and I think there, you know, there is a place for a strap to go around your leg for your holster. You know, if you like, I wear a 1.5-inch drop on my training rig, if you will.
Right.
There are times when I'm like, there are times when I'm like, I could probably use a strap around this thing. you know, that would go into my upper crotch around my thigh. But as far as a drop leg holster, no, no. That's 1990s, you know.
Tactical. Tactical.
Yeah.
No. Ball ninja stuff.
Yeah, no, it's kind of like small of the back. Friends don't let friends carry small of the back. That's a bad idea.
I can hide a box of Wheaties in the small of my back. Apparently, I had scoliosis as a child, and that was before they knew how to spell it, so they just let me have it. And now I have this arch in my back that is unbelievable, and I could conceal a desert eagle in the small of my back.
The problem is you can't draw it.
Well, yeah, that does, you know, in that shooting in Texas when that first offender that got shot was carrying small of the back. Did you know that?
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I watched the video.
Yeah.
And he had a problem getting his gun out of his holster.
He had to adjust his grip a couple of times before he even came up. So we're about to run out of time. And before we do, let's Chambers Custom. You can go there. I mean, some of you out there that have a bunch of guns, you know, this is an investment, and at the same time, this is the height. This is as far as you can go. This is the Everest. It's the K2, and you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Check him out at chamberscustom.com. Joe, thank you very much for bringing the university back to us one more day.
Thank you, sir, and I'm looking forward to hanging out with you in a couple of weeks.
Oh, well, now it's about 10 days. Now it's not even that, so we'll be talking soon. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Have a good evening.
You too. Back in 21 hours in between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.